Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Paul Butler, one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm so delighted to be joined today by James Reynolds, who is the area manager for BBSI. James, can you believe it? For 19 years this month here at New Leaf, we focus on our core purpose of just simply helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. I just wondered, what are your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be the best? But please start though by telling us a little bit more about your organization, what you do, and who you serve. So over to you, James, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Thank you, Paul. I appreciate you having me here, and it's great to see you again. Thank you. 19 years. That's awesome. So exciting. So I'm James Reynolds. As Paul had mentioned, I lead operations for a company called BBSI in North Los Angeles of Ventura Counties. A little bit of background on me. I'm originally from Wyoming. I served in the Marine Corps. I joined a telecom company at startup. This is all the way back in 1998. And after a few years of running the company with a CEO and growing the company, I think I was employee number 10. We grew the company to over 250 employees. And I don't know if I got bored or I just wanted to seek something else out, but I became interested in consulting. And at the time, BBSI, this is back in 2013, BBSI was looking to make a shift into more of a management consulting model. So getting away from some of the commodity type of work that they were doing and working directly with business owners on helping them improve their businesses. So I joined the company as one of their first business partners. So I was given a team of consultants that I needed to lead and was tasked with the responsibility of making business owners successful. That was the only thing I was told to do, go out and make business owners successful. So it was a lot of fun kind of figuring out what the job was and coming up with tools and strategies of how to make that work. So I spent 4 years with the company in San Diego. I grew two teams to capacity, worked with over 150 different business owners and companies. I got the itch at that point to seek something else out, and there was an opportunity in the company to take over our Colorado operations from Denver. It was a small operation at the time. When I joined, we were doing $28 million in revenue, and over 3 years, I grew it to over 120. So quite a bit of growth over that time. I was then asked to take over a challenged market here in Southern California, and jumped at the opportunity to come back to where it doesn't snow and it's warm. And I knew a lot of the people that were out here. So it was great, great to come back. Since I've joined the branch 4 years ago, we've grown the branch. We've increased profits 15x. So if you can't tell, I like to build, I like to grow companies, and it's what I'm passionate about. So a little bit of background on BBSI. We're a human capital management company. We sometimes fall into the category of professional employer organizations, but we have a little bit of a different model than your traditional. We provide local teams of consultants to small business owners, small and mid-sized business owners that focus on strategy, HR, risk management. We also have human capital related products and tools, which includes payroll, workers' compensation, health insurance, and a few other things, 401ks and other things that you need for your employees to run a business. Our biggest differentiator in the market is the fact that we have local teams. Mm-hmm. Our owners always work with the same people. It's the same team that's working with each company, and they kind of become an extension of the team, and our business owners are grateful that they have people that have a lot of experience at a fractional level, a fractional time to help them with their businesses. So getting back to the original question that Paul asked, what are your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best? One that's worked for me and that I recommend to our clients is setting clear expectations and following a roadmap towards the vision. And I'm a firm believer if everyone knows where we're going, it helps the bus move in the right direction. And it reminds me of a quote from the book Alice in Wonderland, where Alice is wandering down a trail and she runs into the Cheshire Cat. And Alice says, "Hey, would you tell me, please, which way I ought to go from here?" And the Cheshire Cat says, "That depends a good deal on where you want to get to." And Alice says, "I don't much care where." The Cheshire Cat responds, "Then it doesn't much matter which way you go." And so if our employees, the people that we work with, they don't know which way that they're going, it doesn't matter which way they go. They're going to go in whatever direction they feel the path of least resistance. It's really important that your employees know the responsibilities and what they need to do to contribute to the success of the organization and really understand how they fit big picture. So this gives them the ability to take ownership for what they are trying to accomplish in the organization and what they need to get done, because they understand what it's going to do for everyone combined. And then it's also important to have a regular cadence of accountability to review where we are, where we've come from, and what we're working on to get to where we're going. How do we do this? How do I do this? I have regular meetings that I conduct on a weekly or bi-weekly basis that focus on, okay, if it's sales, our pipeline meeting focuses on, okay, what are our prospects? What are our KPIs? How often are we getting in front of them? What are we doing with the referral partners? And looking at the numbers and saying, okay, did we do what we needed to do last week to move the needle on the scoreboard in the right direction? Speaking of scoreboards, your team really needs to know where they stand and whether they're winning or losing. So if you don't have a scoreboard that can take these KPIs and metrics, then your team has no idea if they're being successful or not. And it's not something that you want to wait till the end of the year and go, okay, we did great, we won the game. Let them see the score, let them get challenged and work towards their goals on an ongoing basis. So, Paul, I appreciate you having me here, and that's what I wanted to share today.
James, that's really, really clear. Thank you so much for the way you broke that down. Very pragmatic and very clear and very concise. Really appreciate you doing that today. Just a message out to the subscribers, as always, to keep an eye on the events page for the activities that we have going on throughout the course of the year, most of which are available for free. James, could I offer you a rather dreadful virtual high five?
Sure thing.
James, thanks ever so much. I really appreciate you taking a few minutes with us. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Paul.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.